More heavy afternoon thunderstorms are going to develop today as we continue to see an unstable air mass, a little upper-level disturbance nearby, and it's the perfect combination for a third day in a row. Some heavy thunderstorms occurring across the area, and if you're one of the spots that's managed to get rain, heavy rain, just about each day recently, you may be talking several inches of rain easily over the last few days, while other neighborhoods have had far less, but overall, everybody getting at least some rain as expected, and there'll be another round of high-coverage showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. And like the last couple of days, isolated severe storms are likely to develop with high winds and some hail. And many storms will contain heavy downpours with rainfall rates of between 1 and 3 inches per hour and frequent lightning, of course. Remember to get indoors as soon as you see lightning or hear thunder. It won't sneak up on you, these storms. They're going to be quite intense with dark clouds and a lot of thunder and lightning. But as they first develop, we quickly can go from sunny to stormy. So just keep an eye on the sky. Again, a slow movement to the east-northeast, about 10 to 15 miles per hour on the individual thunderstorms. We had rainfall amounts yesterday that were as high as 1 to 2 inches during these storms. The airport officially received just over an inch, 1.01 inches, but also had a peak wind gust of 44 miles per hour. And we did have some storm damage on the northwest side of Jacksonville, some trees down and tree on a home and also a tree on an apartment complex. And we also had quite a temperature swing. We went from a high temperature for the day of 91 degrees at 2 o'clock straight up at the International Airport to 54 minutes later, a temperature of 71 degrees. So quite a drop in just 54 minutes. Those heavy thunderstorms doing their thing. Now, we are in for a pattern change as we move through this week. The storms will become at least a little more scattered tomorrow, although still quite a few. More than half the area will likely get rain again tomorrow, and there'll be some very heavy downpours. But then the storms become isolated by Thursday, and that'll continue into Friday and Saturday. That means hotter temperatures return, too. So low coverage rainfall and uptick in the heat as we get to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. High temperatures in the mid-90s feel like temperatures 102 to 107. So we lose the benefit of the afternoon clouds and storms in the form of any cooling at all, of course. And in the tropics, we have Tropical Storm Don, Hurricane Hunter aircraft into the storm Monday afternoon, not only found a close to circulation, but found a small area of winds up to 40 miles per hour. So Tropical Storm Don now headed pretty quickly for the southeastern Caribbean. The storm, though, is headed for a high shear zone over much of the Caribbean. Winds, upper-level winds are going to be strong out of the west, low-level winds strong out of the east. That's shear. It's the enemy of tropical cyclones. So the upshot is this system doesn't have much of a chance once it gets into the Caribbean, so it should pretty quickly dissipate or at least devolve into another tropical wave and have little chance for regeneration given its forecast track. There's another disturbance behind this that has a fairly reasonable chance at developing as well and could be upgraded this week. So in a pretty short period here, we could have a couple of new named storms over the Atlantic Basin. The East Pacific is also active, by the way, and sometimes that does work in concert, and it certainly is this time as the environment is more favorable for the development of tropical cyclones now over the East Pacific, and that's spreading into the Atlantic Basin and is likely to last for a couple of weeks. So we may see several named storms between now and August 1st, and hopefully the trend will be like Don, weaker and staying well away from the U.S. Don will have no impact on our weather and no impact on any part of Florida, in fact. One interesting side note on Tropical Storm Don from Dr. Klotzbach at Colorado State University, he's noted that this is the second tropical system to develop so far south and east before August 1st. That's south of 23.5 degrees north and east of 27 degrees west. That's the deep tropical Atlantic. And that's an interesting note. I mentioned this past several weeks several times, that a pattern like this generally hints at an active hurricane season. And Dr. Klotzbach is reiterating that with his point on the development region here being so far into the deep tropics, so early in the season. Of those other 12 seasons that this has happened by August 1st, they've been very active seasons. So does seem to be that's where we're headed, and no real surprise. Of course, the latest forecasts have generally been upping the number of tropical cyclones over the Atlantic Basin this season. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.